Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. As the town of Uvalde in Texas mourns the loss of 19 children and two teachers, anger is growing at police and law enforcement for the delayed response in stopping the shooter at an elementary school for an hour before entering the classroom. This is children called 911 begging for help. NPR's Ping Huang has more from Uvalde.
This is a community that's still in shock. People are heartbroken. They're grieving. Some are angry. Monique Rodriguez was one of the parents that was outside the school during the shooting, pleading with cops to enter the classroom.
They were already there on the scene, and they could have prevented that. They could have prevented that, and they didn't, because they were too cowardly to do their job.
And Pierre's Ping Huang reporting. The leaders of France and Germany spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, urging him to negotiate a ceasefire and hold direct talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And Pierre's Eleanor Beardsley reports they also asked Putin to release some 2,500 Ukrainian soldiers who were holed up in the steel plant in Mariupol, who are being held as prisoners of war in Russia.
According to a readout from the French presidency, President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz told Putin to hold direct, serious negotiations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and that it was the only way to end the war. During the 80-minute conversation, the two European leaders insisted on an immediate ceasefire and a withdrawal of Russian troops from Ukraine. They also told Putin it is urgent to lift the blockade of the port town of Odessa to allow the export of Ukrainian wheat and avoid a worldwide food crisis. According to the Kremlin, Putin warned the leaders of Germany and France against ramping up arms supplies to Ukraine, saying they could further destabilize the situation. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Red flag warnings indicating the hot and windy weather that fans wildfires are in effect this weekend in much of the West, including Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico, where the four largest wildfires in the country are burning. From member station KUNM, Kaveh Movahed has more.
Wildfire crews had an easier time fighting the Hermit's Peak, Calf Canyon fire in northern New Mexico over the last several days as temperatures and winds died down and there was even a little rain. But high winds are back across the region this weekend, along with the threat that the largest wildfire in the country, which has already surpassed 310,000 acres, may again see significant growth. In southwest New Mexico, the Black Fire is growing rapidly in the Gila National Forest between the towns Truth or Consequences and Silver City. It grew 10% from Friday to Saturday. Many national forests, state parks, and county and city open spaces in New Mexico have closed to visitors to guard against more runaway fires. For NPR News, I'm Kaveh Movahed in Santa Fe.
This is NPR. The former president of the Louvre in Paris, one of the world's most famous art museums, is now charged in connection with illegally trafficking antiquities. NPR's Netta Ulubi has more.
Jean-Luc Martinez ran the Louvre when it bought five ancient objects from Egypt in 2016 that are now believed to have been smuggled away illegally during the Arab Spring. Martinez was charged in France with complicity in fraud and money laundering. He told French news agencies the allegations are false. The investigation is particularly embarrassing for a curator who specializes in antiquities and whose work and reputation rests in large part on their protection. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
The part of the Navajo Nation that lies in Utah is getting $210 million for clean drinking water infrastructure. Navajo leaders signed an agreement this week with Utah and federal officials that provides the funding and settles the tribe's claims to Colorado River water rights. The signing formalizes the Utah-Navajo Water Rights Settlement, which became law last year as part of President Biden's infrastructure bill. It's one of 16 tribal water rights settlements the administration is devoting $1.7 billion to fund. The settlement also resolves longstanding concerns about legal battles over the Colorado River and the tribe's claim to senior water rights. The first tropical storm of the 2022 Pacific season has formed off the southern coast of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says Agatha is expected to become a hurricane and head toward land. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.